Hello and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Today is Saturday, December 26, 2020, the day after Christmas. Wishing everyone a happy, joyous, and blessed New Year's to come. We still here. We made it. God is good. So many people didn't make it. So don't complain. Every day you wake up, the first thing you need to say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm doing something a little different today. I'm going to let Throwback Jams, a little music play in the background. It's quite soft, but you may hear it, you may not. But I'm not going to speak too long. I'm just going to highlight and chime in on something that's dear to my heart. And that is, why will you continue to hold on when you know it's wrong and the relationship is done? I was talking to my sister yesterday during, of course, Christmas, and she was giving me some insight on someone that she knows that is in a very, stressful, horrendous, unnecessary relationship. Let me start with this. When you know that the person that you're associating with, you're in a relationship with, or you're married to, is constantly giving you their ass to kiss, why are you still in it? Why are you still there? Why? There is no need for you to continue to belittle and disrespect yourself. When that individual disrespects you continuously, calling you out your name, treating you any kind of way, not contributing to their part of the relationship, jumping up in your face, telling you, bitch, I don't want you, I can go get somebody else. Come on, ladies. Come on, gentlemen. That is ridiculous. That is pure toxic mess. That's not a relationship. That is filth. And you know what happens when you continue to lay and stay in filth? You become filthy. I know many women will say, you know what? I have children. I'm in a bad, place. I don't have a job. You know, he supports us. He takes care of us. What can I do? Well, guess what? There is a strategy that you can begin to put in place as your exit plan. And that's what's wrong with many of you women now. You don't want to humble yourselves and go and have to stay with a relative or possibly even stay in a shelter to better yourself. I'm going to tell you from experience, what you let go of determines what God will bring to you. Hear me again. The infamous Mike Murdoch that stuck with me years ago when I heard him say that, and it's truthful. What you let go of determines what God will bring to you. So you have to oftentimes take a leap of faith. And that leap of faith may not place you where you want to be, but it's going to take you where you need to be. Atmosphere determines destination. Atmosphere determines preparation. Your atmosphere determines elevation. Your atmosphere determines your peace of mind. So it's nothing wrong with you having to go through a humble season where you may not be where you want to be, but you are progressing to where you need to be. And by you keeping the faith and steady executing your plan, this is what's going to land you in a better environment. I don't care how much finances he's supporting you. If he's beating you, calling you bitches and hoes, disrespecting you, that is not acceptable. He doesn't even respect himself. Men, you steady with these manipulative women. Oh, we got kids. Okay, everybody has a situation. There are a lot of parents co-parenting. For you to stay in a home where it's unhealthy, there's no love there, there's continual arguing, fighting, and disputes and stress, reflects right back to what I said. You in filth. And as long as you stay in filth, you can never elevate. You've got to get yourself in a better position. I know it's the pandemic. I know. Many of you are saying, what's she talking about? It's the pandemic. Hey, the shelters are overcrowded. I ain't got nowhere to go. Okay. But go back to what I said earlier. Begin to put your plan in motion. Begin to put your plan in motion. After the inauguration, things are going to progress forward. We have made it through the obstacle. Now we're going into the delivery room. So it doesn't have to last forever. You cannot use the pandemic continuously for an excuse, because this virus, as it was predicted many years ago before it even came, it's going to come, it's going to stay for a season, then it's going to go. So when it's gone and it's all done, then what is your excuse? See, many of you are too worried about social media and trying to make a presentation to your friends when your friends ain't helping you do nothing. They're laughing at you, dogging you, dragging you, and talking about you and looking at you crazy. And they haven't offered to help you because they don't want you to do better than them. So what you need to do is learn to go into isolation, preparation to get to your destination. Hear me again. Get ready to go into isolation. Sit down and make your preparation exit. Where there is a will, there is a way. God will make a way if you trust him. Like I said, you might have to stay with a family member. You might have to stay with a friend. But if that house is nice, safe and secure, you walk in there with humbleness and respect. Don't go in there trying to run their household. Don't go in there disrespecting nobody. Don't go in there carrying on like you, this yours, because it's not. You in a humble place right now. So in a humble place until you can do better, that's what humble means. Humble yourself and respect people's household. Yeah, they might show out. Sometimes people show out. You don't know people till you live with them. But here's what you do. You continuously pray. Continuously pray. And continue to make your preparation for your next destination, which will be having your own place. A day to God is 1,000 years. But I can guarantee you, once you have peace of mind, you got everything you need. A bad relationship, a disrespectful man, a disrespectful woman is not even worth your energy. Because what happens is you're hoping they're going to change. Somebody's character is who they are. Their ways are who they are. Leave them alone. Stop backtracking. I don't care how many BS apologies they give you. They show you who they are. That is who they are. Let it come in one ear and go out the other and tell them, I wish you well. There's too many women showing up dead because y'all keep listening to this bullshit. And I'm going to go there because once again, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a pastor, but I'm a messenger. Y'all listening to the bullshit of someone that wants to come and steady take you down. They're not happy that you moving on. So they want to sing you a song and dance that they sorry so they can destroy you. Stop falling for the bullshit. Walk away and stay away. It is what it is. This year should have shown you without a shadow of a doubt. Tomorrow is never guaranteed to any one of us. So why do you want to keep putting yourself in a stressful, horrible, disrespectful, toxic relationship when you can be happy by yourself until God sends you someone who's going to respect you? There's a trillion people in the world. There is someone for everyone. And for those who want to be nasty and disrespectful, let them be by themselves. Or find someone who's just as nasty and disrespectful, so nasty and disrespectful they can be together. But when you're doing right, you got a good heart, you want someone, and you can be with someone who is worthy of your time. Trust me. I've never seen a trash truck pick up trash and say, oh, let me put the trash back. I'm going to give it a second chance. And that's what you're doing in these toxic relationships. You giving trash a second chance. Let the trash stay in the dumpster. Period. At 51 years old, I have had peace of mind for so many years that I would never trade my peace of mind for nobody. I don't care who it is. And God has given me such great discernment that I listen now more so than ever. Where once upon a time, I may have been just like you, but God has always blessed me. But because of my upbringing, being subjective to violence, my father was violent with my mother. God never let me have a violent man because God knew that I was not going to accept that. And that man was going to be very hurt. Okay. So nevertheless, moving forward, it's all type of abuse that you can be subjective to. Physical, mental, emotional, and financial. You could be financially abused because if someone knows they have the upper hand on you and you totally depend on them, oftentimes they will drag you. Emotional abuse. When they know that you haven't really had healthy relationships because they low down and they have deceitful and manipulative ways, they will use that against you. So, word of advice, when you get into these relationships, stop telling them everything that happened in your last relationship. It's none of their business. Keep it simple and quick. Unfortunately, we wanted different things in life and we decided to part ways. That is it. All that, oh yeah, you know, we used to fight and yeah, you know, and he took care of me and yeah, you know, she still calling me, telling me she loved me. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Because if you still talking about that relationship and you still dwelling on that relationship, you still there. So until you leave and depart and set your soul free and set that soul tie free, you can't move on. And some people are just subjective to pain. They like pain. They like mess. They like being toxic. And they think that's love. Well, let them stay over there with that. But when you know that's not you, disconnect yourself and move forward. Be an inspiration and stop being dedicated to someone who's not worthy of your dedication. And stop moving these people in with you the minute you meet these people. Y'all don't know about these people. Because most of y'all, I can guarantee you, unlike myself, I'm spending $35. I don't care if it's $50. I'm doing a background check. I don't know you from a can of paint. Okay? And oftentimes, I've done a background check and didn't say nothing. I just said, listen, it ain't working out. We got to go. Got to go. Because you'll be surprised how someone will lie and have a manipulative motive to even come around you. Everybody who's smiling say hey to you ain't trying to get with you. A lot of people saying smiling hey because they're trying to take from you. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Be wise. Make the investment in yourself. Love yourself. Stop bringing people to your house that you just met. You don't know them. They ain't taking you to their house. Because most of the time they ain't got one. They shacked up with somebody or they either married or staying with their parents. Case in point. When you meet somebody and they instantly tell me, oh yeah, this is working out. We need to move in together. Something in the milk ain't clean. Because ain't too many people giving up their freedom and their peace of mind if they got a solid, good home. Or they stay by themselves. They trying to rush and be with you? you better keep one eye open and get to running your background check because something wrong. And also, too, let me share with you ladies. I heard this and I said this many years ago when I was this confirmation. God said, don't be scared. Talk about it. All y'all talking about y'all want a baller. Many of these men don't have a mindset to love you because they don't love themselves. They've been hurt. They've been betrayed. They've been left and they've been in jail. So even in jail, having to survive, they've been left, they've been hurt, and they had to fight for their life. So when they come out and get back on their feet, you instantly want to say, oh, baby, you know, we're in a relationship. He ain't even found himself yet. Okay? He is not even in a place that he wants to be in a relationship because he's still trying to figure out how he gonna make it out here in this world because the opportunities for him now have diminished even worse than they were before. So here you come with the pressure. Well, see, you've been out long enough. See, I need a new car and we need to be balling. You see Moomoo and them over there. They doing it and you ain't doing nothing. Instead of just being humble and allowing time, because time heals all wounds, for him to figure out how he's going to get himself back together. Here you come with relationship pressure. Here you come with materialistic bullshit pressure, because that materialistic mess, that's all seasonal. And no, I can say that because God has blessed me with nice things and I have worked very hard to acquire those things. And some of those things have been gifts, but six and half a dozen equal the same. Materialistic mess cannot bless you because when you try to go sell that mess, you get no money. Okay. And you cannot pay your rent giving somebody a Hermes bag. They're going to look at you like, are you on drugs? You cannot pay your rent giving somebody a car key. It's about money. And 9 times out of 10, it's all depreciated anyway. So you're not going to never get the full value of what you paid for it. So stop trying to be like the Joneses and putting pressure on people when it's not even them. And this is where suicide, companions end up dead. Because all y'all doing is screaming and hollering. You want this, you want that. I ain't never seen so many people that want a $10,000 handbag and don't have a $20 couch. Woo, help me, Jesus. You want a $10,000 handbag, but you don't have a $20 sofa and you don't even have a $2,000 mattress. And you don't even stay in a $2,000 a month place. And your tires is bald as hell on your car. Your hair is nappy. Okay? And you talking about, oh, you got some money. First of all, sit down and get you together first. And stop waiting on somebody looking for a handout to get you together. Because what you work for, trust me, you will treasure more. Hear that again. What you work for is what you will treasure more. Everybody you see on social media who is really balling, and that's a very low percentile, they will tell you they started from the bottom, baby. Ain't nothing came to nobody overnight and without putting work in and much sacrifice, much hurt, and much pain. So the free road that you're looking for, it ain't happening. And the pandemic proved that. Ain't no free road out here. Because things ain't going back to the way they used to be. It will recover, but it won't never be the same. Hear me again. The world will recover, but it will never be the same. Things are constantly changing. So while you sitting at home looking out the window, thinking the government gonna take care of you for the rest of your life, you better look out the window and pray to God that you get your mind right and get a plan and preparation for your destination. Because that's temporary lived. And what they gonna give you after this pandemic is over, you ain't gonna like it. And it's going to be harder to acquire things because people are going to always have in the back of their mind, business owners, especially real estate, they're going to say, oh, well, can you pay for this if something happens? So, having said that, remember, the more you sit in misery, the more you stay with someone who is disrespecting you, mistreating you, using you, abusing you, and not loving you, is the longer you delay your life from peace and happiness. I hope this has blessed you. Thank you for tuning in to Empowerment for All. I will continue to pray for you all as I always do. Follow me on social media at SassyElitMe, Instagram, SassyElitMe, Twitter at Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in tomorrow, IER, Facebook, Yolanda McTeer. I really don't do Facebook a lot, but I stop through every now and then. Those of you, do purchase my book or give it as a gift, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is an autobiography written by me. It will take you from the stages of me being in the club to the pages where God said it's over and I begin to walk, but the walk is not easy. Blessed to Survive the Coronavirus t-shirts. All these things are available on my Twitter and Instagram in my bio. Click on the link and go there. Once again, be blessed. Happy, happy, happy holidays to you all. Into the next episode of new segment of my podcast. Take care.